Rex, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock, Hunter.
Hoi.
Hoi.
Top of the morning to you.
Gonna be a great... enough of that.
Jeez, you're already drunk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hammered. Anyway, folks, we're just about out of time here. Thank God. Ready to just wrap up this turd of a morning show. But before we go, get to what we learned on the show, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today, if you will. You'll like this one, Hunter. The TSA makes almost $1 million a year just from the loose change people leave behind at security. $1 million in loose change.
A million?
That's a lot of
that's a lot of jingle cash, jingle. Man.
Yeah, man. That's a lot of cheese, man, just in loose change.
You know, I see it, though, because you're always kind of in a hurry for some reason. Like, you're going to miss the plane, but you're always there like 8 hours before, and you end up just waiting. But, yeah, getting through TSA, man, I got to get naked. They look at me, and they're like, this guy's got something on
him. This guy's sketchy. We're going to get the rubber gloves out. We're checking him top to bottom.
They put me through twice.
Here's the thing, though. This is kind of annoying for me because I don't know if – like me, if you're listening right now, you have that jar at home that you just throw your loose change into. And maybe it's different now because so much stuff is done on cards. Like, I never have money on me. You always take that jar to Coinstar. You're like, dude, I'm going to be loaded. Look, I can retire. And then you get it. It's like $25. Like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was like a lifetime with a change. It was only $25.
I hauled that whole thing in here. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm that guy. Just sloshing my change around for $25. Forget about it. Yeah. I'll leave it with the TSA.
Yeah, our buddy Ben, he has, you remember those old crayons that you used to put money in?
Oh, yeah.
Those really big, tall, you know, crayon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's got one of those full of change, dude. I look at that. I'm like, how much money do you think is in there, dude?
What he should do is he should do a contest. We should all guess, and then we get like half of it or something like that.
Yeah, if we guess right.
Yeah, if we guess right. We are the closest to it.
A lot of loose change, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
How do you have so much change?
He's that one friend that always has cash. Just shady. It's just shady to me nowadays. If you only have cash, I'm like, you're shady. I don't know what you got going on. What do you do for a living? Yeah. Yeah. Either dealing drugs or you're a stripper. One of the two. That's why you always got cash on you.
Bartender, maybe.
And I don't know. I hate having change in my pocket. I hate just in my truck. You got that one holder that's just full of change. Like, what am I going to do with that?
All right? That's what I got. That's where all my change is. Yeah. It's in that one holder in the car.
What are you going to do with it, huh? Nothing.
Just sits there.
Maybe one day I have enough to go through the drive-thru and get an ice cream cone. Perfect.
I already picked all the quarters out of it.
Exactly.
Now it's useless.
Exactly. It's all pennies and that weird, dirty nickel that everyone, like, what happened to this nickel? That it's so dirty. It's so dirty.
Dirty nickel.
Anyway. So there you go. TSA making bank on our loose pocket. Got a little change in my pocket going jang-a-lang-a-lang. All right. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
This is Southwest Michigan's